Track 5. Support through the COVID-19 pandemic. We have been producing and sharing information with our service users throughout the pandemic, either online or over the telephone, but we thought it would be useful to share some of our guidance here too, which we hope you find useful. Look after your mental health. With our lives seemingly turned upside down, it can be difficult to stay positive and keep a healthy mind. It is key, however, to try and overcome the negative emotions that you feel and do things that are good for your mental health. We've put together some tips to help you look after your mental health. Have a routine. When you have no structure to your day, it negatively affects your mental health as you have too much time on your hands to dwell on the bad. Give your day purpose by having some routine. Get up at a similar time each day, and have times in the day that you want to have something done by. Keep in touch. This time can feel lonely for us all, but more so if you are out of touch from family and friends. Communicate with those you may have even lost touch with over the years. Try and think of creative ways to socialize, possibly quiz nights over the phone with family/friends. Keep positive. Be grateful for the things in your life that others are not fortunate enough to have. Keep your mindset positive and think about things that you can do and not things that you cannot. Practice breathing techniques or even do some yoga. This will keep you calm and bring you peace. Shut everything else out and play relaxing music, then sit with your eyes closed and take deep breaths in and out. Take care of yourself. This could possibly be the most important of them all. Do some exercise and eat as healthy as possible. A healthy body equals a healthy mind. Volunteer story about living through the pandemic. We thought we would share an article that one of our volunteers, Nina, who is visually impaired herself, wrote for us during the lockdown. Hi, my name is Nina, and I am a 38-year-old blind woman, a wife and mother to two amazing young boys. As you probably already know, the last few months have been a very strange and unexpected time. I follow the blind poet, Dave Steele, and there was a line in one of his recent poems, "I'm lost within these COVID days, I'm drowning in the doubt." This line jumped out at me because it does at times feel like I am drowning, not just drowning in the pandemic crisis but drowning back within my sight loss. This has been brought on by the lockdown and the restrictions to my independence. I was coming to the part in my journey where I felt my feet were grounded, and I was starting to accept and become friends with my disability. I was starting to think that people were looking at me like I was able again. Then, without notice, the world changed, and it felt like we were left behind and not given the correct program for the show. As for many people, the change in circumstances has been challenging. We were fighting for our independence before lockdown and now we are fighting for it again. But it feels like there is more judgment on us, as we don't keep socially distant or wear a mask. I have felt very uncomfortable on several occasions being out in the public. Although there have been fears, opinions and challenges throughout, and most likely are many more to come, I have chosen to take the positives from this experience. It has given me quality time with my son and family, and it has allowed me to take part in some online courses and seminars which I wouldn't have been able to attend under normal circumstances. Things are going to be different, but that is something that I and many others with sight loss are used to. Facing change is our superpower. Take care and stay safe. Protect yourself from coronavirus scams. As long as we have been around, there have also been dodgy people or criminals happy to take our money or possessions in devious ways. Unfortunately, in common with most other crisis situations, fraudsters have created lots of new ways to defraud their unsuspecting victims during this coronavirus crisis. We have put together a useful article on things to look out for to help you spot a scam, as well as detailing some of the most common scams being reported at this time. You can read this at www.henshaws.org.uk/guide-to-COVID-19-scams/. There is also a useful guide to scams provided online by the Money Saving Expert, which you can read here, www.moneysavingexpert.com/team/2020/04/coronavirus-scams-protect-yourself/. So, what can you do if you're struggling for ideas to help you move forward from the lockdown? Why not give us a call on 0300 222 5555 we have a team of enablers that can offer practical help. They will have ideas and solutions to your problems or will know someone who does. Why not give us a call for a friendly chat, maybe make a personal plan? You may feel like joining one of our Living Well with Sight Loss meetings, or we have peer support groups and can offer counseling too. Read about all of services in the next section.